The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Just imagine this. You're a 9-year-old boy in fourth class in school. You were born here in Ireland. You've never left the country at any time. And you're facing the possibility, almost the certainty, that in the next couple of weeks, you're going to be sent out of the country with your mother, never allowed to return. And you're going to go to a country where you have no knowledge of the language and you also are citizenless. That is the case for Eric G. Yingshu, 9-year-old boy, born in Ireland, who goes to St. Cronan's Primary School in Bray. We're joined by its principal, Maeve Tierney. Maeve, thank you very much for joining us. Why is this happening to Eric?
Well, thank you very much, Matt, for giving me this opportunity to air this on behalf of Eric and his mother, Lena. This is a complicated situation, and indeed, as indeed all, are all of these particular kind of cases. And you paint a very stark picture there, but that is precisely the situation for this child, that's facing this child. It's complicated because it has gone on for a very, very long time. The deportation order was issued to this child in 2015. And since then, this child and his mother have been asked to return to the immigration office every single month and present themselves. They do so, and then they're asked to come back the following month. And that has happened every month for the past 3 years. So the issue is has not been resolved in one way or another. This mother confided in me about 2 years ago and told me her story, and she has found it extremely difficult, can I say, to speak about this issue. It has been a source of great upset and distress and embarrassment for her, and so she has not wanted to make it public. So we did everything that we possibly could in terms of finding legal support for her and just general advice, and at this point, 2 years on, we've run out of road.
Obviously, you obviously have a lot of time for this little boy and for his mother, that you have gone to these lengths to try and help her.
Well, look, this is a family in whose child attends a school who are in distress and who are very stressed, who don't have the same advantages as you and I, Matt, and who, you know, can access the services, who have the language, who have all of those things. These have all been serious problems for a lot of immigrants coming into the country, and on occasion I find that that's where I find myself as an advocate for somebody. If I can do it, it's my role, but it's not that they're special people. It so happens that they are. You know, they are. Lena is an extraordinary lady, a very gentle and kind and private person who just simply wants to be able to live a life in this country, to be able to be a net contributor to this country. She hasn't been able to work in our system because she doesn't have a work visa. She's had to work outside of the system. Again, that's a source of great upset for her because, of course, this is not how she wants to be. She knows that that's not legal either. She's not here legally. These are all things that we absolutely understand. But at the core of this is her child, who was born here in 2009. And 3 years after she arrived here, who's never left this country, as you pointed out earlier, and who is an innocent victim in all of this.
So he's born in Ireland, but he's not an Irish citizen.
Exactly.
This, of course, is the result of the 27th Amendment to the Constitution, which came after a referendum back in 2004.
Right.
He's one of the victims of that amendment to the Constitution. Although I suspect as well, Maeve, that there are going to be people who are unsympathetic, who will say, well, his mother shouldn't have been here, she shouldn't have given birth when she was in Ireland, and we're not expected to have any sympathy for a child born in that situation. I'm not in favour of that, but I know there'll be some people who will say that.
Yes, of course, there will be people who have that opinion, and there are people who are taking and exploiting our situation. Now, that's true too. But in this particular circumstance, this child was born here, regardless of his mother's circumstances. And as far as I'm concerned, we owe it to this child. He's an Irish child.
If he goes back to China, does he have language skills? Will he be allowed into the school system? Will he have health cover? I mean, will he be recognised as Chinese if he goes back there?
This particular child will not.
Can you tell me why?
There are complications with the registration of his birth, and so it's complicated.
So that makes him stateless. He's without citizenship.
That's right, yes. That's right.
There's a petition. How many people have you had signing the petition so far?
I didn't check it. I haven't checked the figures, but I know that it was hovering around 32,000 about 2 hours ago, maybe 33. I'm not certain, but it's, maybe you can check it there. I don't know. But it's been absolutely overwhelming. We have been so gratified by the response from so many thousands of people to do this. And it has given us great heart. It has given Lena and her son enormous comfort, at least, to know that there is that level of support out there.
Where is the petition? If Last Word listeners want to sign that petition and offer their support, where can they do so?
They can go to our website, which is stcronans.ie, that's C-R-O-N-A-N-S, and there on the homepage they will see our Facebook page. We have it on our homepage and the link is there to sign the petition.
Since you've publicised this in recent days, have you been getting any political support to actually give you some encouragement that this deportation can be stopped?
Well, I've certainly taken great comfort from the approach made to us by Minister Simon Harris, who has said that he will assist us in any way that he can. I've also been approached by Minister Mary Mitchell O'Connor, who also would like to offer her support, and those were unsolicited requests. So I'm really deeply grateful to both of them on Lena's behalf and on Eric's behalf, and we'll just see where that goes now, Mark.
Okay, but what about Eric? 9 years of age, he's in fourth class in your school. How is he with all this? And how are all his friends in the class now that this has become such a public issue?
Well, you know, the boys, in some ways, it's like a one-day wonder. We did have to explain to them yesterday, and their class teacher explained to them yesterday what was happening, because they became aware of this petition. They became aware that Eric was at the centre of this, and they wanted to know, what did deportation mean? Why was this going to happen? And they found, as you can imagine, any nine-year-old, the idea that you would be plucked from this country and sent to another country just like that, a place you'd never been, they found that very upsetting and alarming. And yet we did have to explain it to them. We couldn't hide all of these facts from them, you know. But they're also hugely accepting of what they need to do, what they can, to make Eric feel as welcome as possible, and also just to get on with normal life, you know.
I do indeed. We wish you the best in your campaign, Maeve Tierney, Principal of St. Cronan School, Imbray, on behalf of Eric and his mother. If you're going to condemn this, just think for yourself, how would you like, if you'd been a child, to be placed in this situation where you could have been just taken away from the school, the home, where you've grown up and you've known nothing else, and be deported to another country? Just think about that before you send us your texts and WhatsApps.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.